Hi there, it's Amy Guth, host on WGN Radio.
And I'm Rex Hupke, a terrible columnist with the Chicago Tribune.
Discourse is at an all-time high in this country, and we're very civilized, and we're thoughtfully...
Shut up, Amy!
We're thoughtfully having conversations.
Stop it!
Shut up! Shut up right now!
For God's sake!
I swear that I will go and punch you! You! So, in a civilized way, let us take a look at what's happening in political headlines right now. Well, hello there, and this is another edition of Guth and Hupke on Politics. We were thinking, perhaps, for this episode, we could just not be here and, in fact, get esteemed producer Kevin Richter to just do a supercut of all the times we've ever been swearing on the air, ever. Just a whole bunch of F-bombs for 28 to 48 minutes. That'd be fun.
It would be fun.
And it would work.
It would be accurate, and I think perhaps even appreciated.
So...
You know what I think we should do, actually, real quick,
yes.
Before we get rolling with things, is I think we should give our official podcast proclamation on where we stand when it comes to Nazis.
Punch them.
Yeah. I am against. I think they're bad.
If we needed to go on record as saying that.
I just wanted to point out that it isn't hard to say that you think Nazis are bad.
Yeah.
But... it's been hard for some people.
However,
Anyway, I just thought we should open and make it sure that everybody gets right where we are when it.
In case there's any ambiguity around where Guth and Hupke stand on some shit, we are not pro-Nazi.
Totally anti.
And in case that was confusing, we are actively anti-Nazi.
Yes, exactly.
And in case the word anti is confusing, we know like Nazi.
Yes, if one was here right now, I would punch. Him. I'm going to assume it's a him. I don't know of a lot of... I guess there are female Nazis.
There are females. But. There were some women in that Tiki Torch rally.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go
there.
Sorry.
Just thought that was...
important to go on record and show how not difficult it is to state how you feel about Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I'd like to actually also say... I don't have any use for the term alt-right.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And I think there was a style decision made by some news organizations.
AP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That in particular said, this is what we're going to say. I'm going to go on record as openly rejecting that because I think it's quite inaccurate. It's not like you need to call certain things what they are.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I didn't see where you were going with that. I think AP actually did the opposite. The AP came out and said that alt-right is not.
Yeah,
style.
It's not the thing
right.
to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So but
no,
there's other news organizations that have said, say, alt-right to encompass anything from your, racist asshole relative at Thanksgiving who's a super right-winger all the way to,
Tiki torch-wielding Nazis.
We're going to talk about those tiki torches. All of those things. So... I'm not gonna use alt-right unless it's like a quote, unless I'm quoting somebody or specifically identifying something someone said because it's inaccurate and it frankly I think softens. I tend to stay away from the word normalize just because I think that's become a catch-all. But sometimes it is effective and I do think it's a term that kind of normalizes a range of behavior and one end of that behavior. I wouldn't say one end. I'd say 75%, like a big swath of that behavior, is in fact quite dangerous.
Right.
And has proclaimed, actively wants to harm and eliminate swaths of people
right.
and groups of people of which I am a member.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be polite
no.
to Nazis.
No.
I would also say that the social media tone has changed yet again in the last few days. I think more people are actively doing keyword searches for people using people are looking for the word Nazi and mm-hmm. looking for people to screw with. And I was in a Twitter conversation with somebody who has a more identifiably Jewish last name than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And someone jumped into that conversation and started putting his last name in parentheses,
yeah.
Which is if you don't know what that is, that's like a way that. It's a way of identifying someone who is Jewish. I mean, that
you know, it puts people in a weird position, right? Because then you either have to come out and say, hey, you forgot my parentheses, motherfucker, mm-hmm. or you have to just like disperse, or, you know, I mean, you have to either step forward and mark yourself, which I'm willing to do, or, you know, just block the shit out of people or both or whatever. But I think there's, you know, now that we're seeing videos emerge of people like actively talking about destroying groups of people and with assault rifles and all of the and automatic weapons and all that, it's a little bit different time. I mean, I rewind a few months ago on this podcast, I was talking about, like, as an experiment, I'm wearing my pretty Star of David necklace because I want people, I want to know who is a bigot. And at this point, like, I think that can get people killed. Yeah. It's not really just a matter of, like, I want to go puff up to people. Like, that can actually get somebody killed. So, you know, I think with it's Thursday right now, with Friday around the corner, synagogues around the country are really thinking about, well, Friday night and Saturday morning Shabbat services, what's that look like? And how do we, you know, no house of worship is ever going to be like, only people we know can come in here. I mean, every sure. house of worship in the world is like, everyone is welcome here. This is, right. This is a welcoming place. And I think so a lot of conversations are happening of like, well, how do we differentiate between some like nice young person coming in here to just like see what Judaism is all about and versus like someone who's coming in to fucking blow us to smithereens? I don't know.
You know, and you just that right there nails the what I see as one of the most astonishing issues that we're watching unfold here, not just with Trump, but with every damn person that supports him still.
I don't know. How you can, but I've seen it.
Oh, totally.
I went looking for it. I was like, who's loving Trump right now? And
60,
I went looking for it.
More than 60% of Republicans supported his reaction to Charlottesville in a poll that came out.
Which is crazy.
So it's fucking nuts. But yeah. But look, I mean, the thing that you just said, though, is so important because there are people out there who are scared, and they are legitimately scared. And they are uncomfortable. And so by trying to create this ridiculous equivalency between Nazis and anybody, you are completely ignoring and saying you don't give a crap about Americans who are scared. And it's Jewish people, and it's black people, and it's gay people, and it's lesbian, bisexual, transgender, you name it.
It's pretty much everybody but cisgender white dudes.
Yeah, and it's journalists, and it's a ton of people out
there. Right, who are not Jewish and who are not journalists.
Right. So, I mean, the point is that you're saying, I like that he's just saying it like it is, damn it, and fuck all these other people. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me so damn mad. That's what had me so mad all week. I can just barely contain it because the selfishness of this is astonishing. You can still talk about fringe leftists if you want to. That's fine. And I don't condone them either, because I think that anybody that's going out and hurting people or destroying property and whatever, I don't like that. But the point is, you, by trying to act like there's some kind of moral equivalency here, are totally ignoring an entire portion of this country, significant portion of this country, and how they are being made to feel and live their lives.
Okay, so let me back up to what you just said. You were talking about destroying property. Can you think of a circumstance? I mean, violent group of people who stands for the destruction of people, of others that are not like them. A group shows up to protect themselves and others who cannot be there. I don't know that I'm comfortable saying I don't support group B being violent.
No, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
I totally agree with you. No, look, there are, if you want to get into the weeds of the sort of radical far left, which is like anti-corporate, there are people there who want to, you know, destroy capitalism. And they want, you're talking about an entirely different, like an entirely different fringe, an entirely different mentality. And there are, and again, it's not a, we're not talking about a big number of people here or anything like that, but there are lunatics on the left.
There's lunatics everywhere.
Right.
Like, I've railed against capitalism many times because I think it supplies blood to many other issues that are systemic, like racism and sexism and general shittiness.
Sure. If you're standing up against white supremacists and Nazis and people like that, go with yay. I'm all for
you
it.
You do you, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Unsolicited, you know, destruction of you know, corporate property or something, just to make a point. I don't know. I just
that gets into it.
So I'm not talking about the people that were at the Charlottesville.
I was going to say, don't.
No, that was not. No.
Don't be hating on.
No. That's not what I'm saying. But again, I think we're at fault. You know, my point is that you can acknowledge and be mad at, if you want to, far left people who, you know, are nutty. That's fine. But that doesn't have anything to do with or excuse in any way or give any moral, rectitude to people that are marching with a bunch of damn Nazis. And,
right.
That's what I'm talking about. Which is,
I think it's funny how pissed off so many of the Nazis captured on film, how pissed off they are about being outed.
Oh, I know.
You're going to march for something very controversial and dangerous. You didn't wear a hood like your forebears did.
Right.
So what do you expect to happen?
Yes.
That one guy that's all been out of shape, like, dude, you're marching up front.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
The fuck's wrong with you?
Right.
Of course you're going to be outed.
Out them. You know, if you know who they were, absolutely. And people are like, well, they shouldn't be fired.
Why not?
Bullshit, man. They should be absolutely fired. They should be condemned. They should be run out of society as far. I don't have any problem with that. I think it's ridiculous for people to, all these sort of whiny pants.
Yeah.
People, especially on the conservative side.
People
like,
that call us snowflakes.
Yeah, I know. There's one of these guys got arrested, and he was there's this video of him crying.
Yeah, I saw.
You know, and I'm like. Ugh.
But there's also photographs of him with automatic weapons in a hotel room. Like, So, sidebar to all that, though, I keep hearing kind of pundits and like people on social media talking about anarchists when they're talking about extreme left.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a crucial fundamental point of anarchy that I just want to make sure is surfaced because it's infuriating me. And that is that the anarchist utopia is a society in which none of the governing bodies are necessary because everybody's doing the right thing and everybody's living so functionally and cooperatively that there aren't power structure struggles and there aren't class struggles. And those things aren't there, that things have been equalized and spread out. And so anytime people talk about anarchists, they're talking about like the things you see just as an interim step, like, oh, someone showed up with an anarchy symbol and they set some shit on fire. Well, no, I'm not saying I'm an anarchist. I'm not an anarchist. I'm just saying it's a fundamental point a lot of people are missing. I heard someone like going on a, or I saw someone going on a Twitter rant just the other day about like, I identify, you know, very left, but the anarchists are, I'm like, hold up, like you're forgetting, let's just hold in our minds that there's a point to anarchy, which it sounds counterintuitive by the word anarchy. But in fact, it is about like things being at such a highly evolved point that no governing, like state sanctioned law enforcement would be necessary.
Yeah, but I don't know how many people who
we're not there.
I don't know how many people who claim they're anarchists actually think that. Or,
I have no
or
idea.
Even understand.
I only know four anarchists personally,
yeah,
so I don't know.
There are people four. Nice.
Yes.
There are people who just want to blow shit up for the sake of blowing shit up.
Which, like,
know?
Sometimes
and
I understand that impulse.
Sure.
I don't really want to blow anything up, and I guess I shouldn't even make that joke. But you know, sometimes you just like, I'm so frustrated, I want to like wring somebody's neck. It's like that. I understand acting out on that.
Right.
But I also understand. Like, you and I are two white people sitting here saying, right, I don't want to police the anger and expression of others. That's what I'm kind of getting at here.
You know, what I would like to believe is that it's pretty damn easy to know when you're being an asshole. Right.
Right. Being an asshole, but also like
and
being highly oppressed and fighting back against a group of Nazis. I'm not.
That,
look,
right,
if
that,
there was a Nazi in here, Richard Spencer walks in here right now. I'm going to ask for your cooperation to help me punch the shit out of him. Okay.
Sure, okay.
That one dapper Nazi.
I'll hold him. You punch
right.
him. Right. I mean, and so we're doing it right now, too. I mean, we kind of get lost in the weeds because of sort of having to chase down the
meaning of. Protest
right.
is what we're doing.
Exactly.
We're chasing the meaning
exactly.
of protest.
But,
and I think, like, as long as you're not actively, I think it's okay to fight back against oppression. And that's the problem. That's why there's not an equivalency. because a group of white men talking about racial superiority and like eugenics and shit like that, there is not an equivalent, because they're speaking against people that have historically been oppressed by them.
Right.
There's also an effort, and I think what some of this might boil down to, possibly, and this is also, I mean, I swear my head's going to explode before the week is over just from trying to kind of filter all this and figure it out and sort through it and stuff. But, you know, one side is trying to go backwards. The other side is trying to go forwards.
Right.
You may question the, at times, you know, like, things that certain people trying to go forward do, but at the same time, at least they're trying to go forward. And the problem is that the people going, people trying to go backward, they've already lost. They will. This is one thing that I think is important,
okay.
And it doesn't mean that you stand down, but they have lost. Look at what's happening right now, and this is where I'm even more baffled by the people that are still supporting Trump. At what point does the fact that, you know, overwhelming majorities of this country find this reprehensible? The business community clearly finds this reprehensible for whatever reason, whether it's economic or not. I don't care. But they're all bailing on Trump right now. They're all running away. You know, the polling numbers are horrible. Everybody's disgusted by this. Nobody will, you know, I mean, the mayor of Phoenix doesn't want the sitting president of the United States to come
right.
to do a rally. I mean, at what point do you sit back and say and have the humility to say, you know what? Maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe I'm wrong, because that's what's going on. I mean, this is not. I mean, you don't rest on your laurels over something like a bunch of damn Nazis, obviously. And that's why it's good that, I mean, look, if you look at the total number of people that were there, the total number of actual Nazis and white
supremacists. What was the headcount? I don't know.
It was in the hundreds. I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, again, this wasn't like there were 50,000 Nazis.
Right? Million Nazi march.
Right.
Or whatever.
I mean, we're not going. You can't be complacent about it, but at the same time, that you know, you have to also be pragmatic about the fact that, look, this country is not, Nike is not going to suddenly have like the favorite shoe of white supremacists. I mean, it's just not happening. You know, we can't be complacent, but at the same time, so you push back like hell on this stuff. Absolutely. But my point is more the people that still hear Trump. They watch that press conference especially, and they see the vitriol. I mean, I swear to God, he was just holding back the N-word, it seemed like, you know, half the time. That guy was so, it was a most telling moment from him that I've seen. And you still say you support him? Look what's happening in this world. You are being left behind. And if that's what you want, fine. But you're going to be way behind. I mean, you know, and people are not coming back to you, you know.
Well, and here's another piece that I think is missing from this, and that is a lot of people, I saw a lot of outrage and surprise on social media in the last several days. I'm not surprised, because here's the thing, like a lot of people are like, this isn't my America. I'm like, you know what? Please hold up. Yeah. Like, stop for a goddamn minute. Because, like, especially like, look, I love lots of people and I value lots of opinions, but like, affluent white people going, this isn't my America. I can't even with this. Well, here's the thing, is that this bullshit has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
A long fucking time. And I, in my lifetime and in my adulthood even, have known that there are rooms I have been in where it is not okay to maybe announce that I'm Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I walk around, hey there, Amy Guth, Jew. Like, not that I do that. Yeah. But there are, and I've never lied about it. Like, on principle, I'd rather get beaten up than lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though technically that's not the right Jewish move. You should do everything to protect a human life. But nonetheless, you know, there's a lot of people that's like, well, it might be surprising because it's a little louder, but it's actually never gone away.
Yeah.
It's always been this bullshit.
Sure.
And the, you know, by a group of, by a group going very far in one direction, you do kind of widen a bit of a field for others. So there are people who have benefited from white supremacy without realizing it.
Sure.
I'm sure I'm one of them. Most people are like, you seem too tall to be a Jew. How are you a Jew? Like, fine, whatever. So I there are ways I have benefited from white supremacy white privilege in my lifetime without even realizing it.
Yeah.
And I never will realize it, probably. I mean, I can look for those opportunities and think, well, would a person of color be treated the same way? I can look for that. But nonetheless, like, there are unfair things right now. And so I saw a lot of affluent white people going like, this is outrageous. And I think it marginalizes the reality for a lot of people for a lot of years that have been saying, yo, this is fucked up. Yo, there's oppression everywhere. Hey, that guy is an anti-Semite that's the hiring manager. Yo, this person, you know, like, I think people have been saying this for a long time, and it's like, well, he's not like a Nazi or anything, so there's not a big deal. But like, bullshit, it's been around for a long goddamn time, and it's just now emboldened. It has a bigger stage right now.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. So I saw a lot of that. And I've said this before, and I will say it again, because I am goddamn so tired of it. I'm going to burst. This, I can't with politics right now. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I understand. I'm not saying do not care for yourself. I'm not saying don't. If you feel great anxiety and you need to shut it down for a minute, do that by all means. Care for yourself. But I don't think people realize how motherfucking callous and shitty it looks when you say, I really can't right now with these Nazis. Like, really? Because your last name is like O'Halloran or whatever the fuck. No one named O'Halloran did anything to besmirch me. I'm just like picking the very Irish sounding thing. Like people with like that are not Jewish, who don't appear to have a Jewish last name or not a person of color, like saying, I really can't right now. You may not. I'm not belittling mental health care and anxiety, but recognize that some people don't have a choice. I don't get a choice. Like if somebody exists on this earth that I know wants to kill Jews, whether they're in front of my face or a half a world away, it's my problem, and I carry that, and I have to. And we don't have a choice. And I'm saying that as a white woman that most people don't even realize is Jewish because they think I'm too tall to be a Jew.
Yeah, that's certainly what I thought. No, I'm just,
right. Sorry to disappoint you. So, like,
whoa, what?
Recognize that people of groups hated by Nazis can't just set it down.
Right.
And that even
right.
if I like go, I can't fucking look at Twitter right now, which I did this week. I was like, well, this is upsetting me. Like, I don't feel safe responding to tweets. In particular, there was one interaction that I was like, this person appears to be local. Mm-hmm. And if I respond, I don't know if this person will, you know, show up and set me on fire. I don't know. I don't have any. I have no idea.
Right.
And that's the reality of the situation. And so it's like, I'm not going to say I can't even, because until every person in the world has a choice, I don't think it's right.
Yeah.
To say like, I can't deal with that. I don't look at the news. Again, if you need to do that because you need to care for anxiety or whatever, I get that. And it's important to unplug sometimes. Mm-hmm. But to say, like, as a choice, I don't do that. When so many people don't, I could not look at the news all goddamn day and Nazis still want to murder me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if I'm looking at the news or not. Whereas, like, I think, like, a white Protestant or, you know, a white not Jewish person could be like, I get to never think about that again. Yeah. No big deal. That's not my people.
Right.
I don't know. I'm like, I want everybody to fucking show up at synagogues and mosques and black churches and all kind of shit over the next several months. Like, let's just show up for each other. I don't give a shit if it's your religion or not.
Yeah.
Just show up. Of course, then it'd be easy for Nazis to slip in. God, they're everywhere.
Damn Nazis. But you're right. And that's what I was talking about with the Trump supporters too, is that it is, you saying, well, you know what? I like him because he's not politically correct. Fuck you, because you like him.
Right.
That's fine. But you are totally ignoring everybody else. You know, that is your comfort because he's right. not, you know, saying things that you think are hard to say because it means you have to be nice.
Right.
And totally disregarding the fact that people like you and all sorts of other people can't say that.
Right.
You know, they can't just be like, oh, well, whatever. They can't. They can't do it. And as a country, we can't function that way. We can't function that selfishly. And people will turn it around and say, well, during Obama's term, Obama didn't do anything to you.
Right.
You thought Obama did things to you. And you believed Obama did things to you because you fed yourself from a hose of nonsense that never stopped. But nothing happened. Okay? So I mean, it's so... Look, I don't think I'm like some great, you know, moral whatever person, but
I think you're a great moral person, Hucky.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But no, but the point is, it's not hard. I mean, it's like the basic human decency.
Yeah, it's not hard
to give a damn about how other people feel,
right.
You know? and how other people's lives are being impacted by something.
Right. And any time someone has to minimize their lives for either a real or perceived threat, I mean, how is that not an act of terror?
Yeah.
How's that not the looming threat of terrorism? Look, at the end of the goddamn day, the high holidays are coming up really darn fast, and a lot of people are having conversations like, this will be the first time in my life I'm not going to anything. I'm not going anywhere for Yom Kippur. I'm not going. I'm not going to participate. Like, the closest equivalent would be like Christmas or Easter.
Right.
That's the biggie. That's a big one. People think it's Hanukkah. Hanukkah had better PR. No. Hanukkah is a minor day.
Yeah.
Like, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the biggies. They're back to back. And a lot of people are afraid to go. People are like, I don't even know if I want to do that. I want to just, I don't know. People are conflicted of like, I feel like a bad Jew if I don't go, but I don't want to go. And I don't want to take my kids where it could be dangerous. What if something blows up? What if we get killed? But like, the fact that people are having that conversation and even considering that, and families are thinking through that, is a fucking problem to me. And again, I say that like my group, we've done okay in this country. Like, we've assimilated pretty well of all the groups. Like, you know, there was the Holocaust indeed, but like here in this country, other groups have had it, you know, had it in different and way worse forms. We've assimilated pretty well. And so, you know, I know that we are, I mean, it's the same to me. Like, I have a friend who she is black, and her young boy asked her, now that man is president, does that mean I'm going to get shot when I'm big?
Right.
And she actively tries to keep him shielded from those kinds of conversations and that kind of, you know, those kinds of news stories. But nonetheless, it gets to him. It's everywhere. I mean, it filters out. And she said, I'm not going to lie to my own child and say no, because I know that's a possibility. She said, I don't think him being president will do that. Because she was really trying to say, like, well, I think that's a danger anyway.
Yeah.
She said, but we're going to. So she talks to him about what to say if a police officer ever asks him what's up or who he is.
Right.
And he's a little child.
Sure.
And that's that. I know that's not a conversation happening in white households.
No.
So.
Yeah, it's.
I don't want to be alarmist and like, oh, the world's coming to an end, because I think it's always been fucked up. I just feel like it's kind of coming to such a painful head right now.
Well, and again, the part of the job of being president of the United States is to set a moral tone
and to be the president of everyone.
Right, exactly, and that's why. Honestly, this was, I think, one of the most amazing things about it. This was how revealing it is of his character.
Oh God!
Because honestly, this was a slam dunk for any politician or president, even if he didn't feel that way, to come out and just condemn the hell out of what happened. Say we must come to, you know, we have to look past these blah 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 blah. Even if people weren't going to buy it coming from him, because he has no credibility at this point anyway.
Right.
But even if they weren't to do that, we wouldn't be having quite this conversation right now, because you know, it's a different.
Analyzing like whether or not he sounded phony when he said it.
Right. Okay. But then that's a very different conversation. Instead, again, it's all. You know, he just wouldn't. It showed who he is, and he doesn't care. He does not care about what happened in Charlottesville. I don't think he cares a damn bit, and I don't care who wants to say that's a horrible thing to say. Whatever, screw you. I believe that. He has shown nothing to indicate to me that he cares what happened there. He cares that his point of view is communicated and that he isn't told what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like him for that, you have some serious soul searching to do. I mean, you step into your house of worship or whatever on Sunday or whenever.
Go ahead and say church.
No, I didn't. Did you see that? I'm learning.
I think in that setting it would be church.
Well, yeah, that's true, I guess. But you step into wherever you go and talk to whoever you believe in, and you tell me that that was the right response, that was the morally correct human thing to do, and you're out of your mind. I mean, you're fooling yourself. So it's just so frustrating. Sorry, I'm so bad. I'm mad.
Well, I think we should be. I mean, I you know who I feel really terrible for is like, you know, plenty of us have grandparents that are still with us and that were alive during World War II era, and there are still plenty of Holocaust survivors left in the world. And something about that in particular gets me very emotional, because there was a picture of a little old lady holding a sign that came out of Charlottesville that said, like, I outrun the Nazis once, I'm not afraid of you, or something like that. And that brought me to tears a little bit, because I just thought, like, gosh, we have failed the shit out of her. Because it's never gone away.
Yeah.
It's always been sitting under the surface, and sometimes in bold ways. I mean, I know someone who in the late 80s, the KKK leafleted his neighborhood. That's in the late 80s of like very gross, like old anti-Semitic pamphlets from World War II. They reproduced.
Yeah.
That was in a suburb of New York City in the 80s. Like that, mm-hmm. It's never gone away. But nonetheless, I look at people who have survived the Holocaust and I just think, God damn it, we're really fucking this. Like, I just feel like we've failed them. We're on the same trajectory. That time taught us nothing. I don't want anyone to ever think like this time's in vain. And I keep thinking of someone I interviewed shortly after inauguration, who said, you know, I built a lot of my identity as a young man. I was very involved in the civil rights movement, and so much of my identity was built on the thought that I made a difference as a young person, and that protest works and speaking out works and doing this stuff. And he's like, and now I realize it didn't do a goddamn thing. It just put it behind doors, and I feel this identity crisis. And I keep thinking that like those words keep haunting me, and I keep thinking of like old Jews right now who survived the Holocaust, of going like, well, for Christ's sakes, was that for fucking nothing? Like, my whole family died and I'm the only one left, and I've tried to be a good example and a good Jew, and then fucking nothing has come from this.
I think that's giving too much power to what's happening, to the bad side of what's happening right now. I think that
if you went through that, it would be very easy to feel that.
Right, and I can't try to put myself in that position, but I also think that I think it's too soon to say. How we respond to this is what will answer that question, you know? So, you know, if this gets stomped down, certainly in terms of public opinion-wise, you know, corporation-wise, it has been. They have...
No, not stomped down, like quieted.
It's been stomped down as in denounced, showing that this is not like, okay, look, you nutters, crazy, evil bastards want to think this stuff, okay, but it ain't going to float anymore. This is not acceptable here. We will not stand for this. I mean, you look at UVA, I think it was last night, they had a vigil.
Yeah, they're not playing around.
Yeah, which is amazing.
I thought was lovely. Like, they did it with candles to kind of...
As opposed to the fucking tiki torches.
Right. But it was like the same kind of look. But like, look how many more people were here in a place of love.
Exactly. And today at... was it in Richmond? I forget. I apologize. I forget where it was. But one of the places where they tore a Confederate statue down, mm-hmm. hundreds of people went and turned themselves in doing that. Yeah, they all went to the police station. And even though there wasn't weren't that many there, but they just, as a show of like unity, they all went and turned themselves in as being responsible for tearing that down.
I love that.
So that was a great thing. So it's, you know, the follow through needs to be there, though, on the political side. That to me is important, and that means that this has to be this. I mean, if we get a week or so from now and we're just talking about other dumb things Trump has done, and this one washes away, and he's relatively unscathed by it, then that's a failure, because we've allowed the president of the United States to attach, you know, some form of moral okayness to these monsters, and that's not okay. So that's where, I mean, the real success on the political front comes from him not being able to get past this.
Right, but I think he will.
I don't know.
I mean, he talked openly about sexual assault prior to the fucking election, and that didn't stop anything. Like, I don't think anyone, I think there are still enough people in positions of power that he's fine. Like, short of straight up, like, I'm talking about, like, defenestration, throwing people out of windows, like storming the White House.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think people are just out of like, what's it going to take? And what the fuck can we actually do? I think that people are really freaked out. And I know it'll be interesting to see what happens with Bannon in the next couple of days.
Yeah. But what my concern with that is that they pitch Bannon and then that somehow becomes good enough. To me, that's not even close to good enough, you know. I mean, first of all, he's not the only one there that needs to, I mean.
Well, but I think the fallout from pitching Bannon would be really interesting. Yes, he would probably be ousted like as a scapegoat. Like, look, the bad guy's out. But in fact, I think he would then.
Maybe, yeah, he might.
Like
sort of,
children, Papa has returned to you.
Right.
Like, I think he would,
sickening.
Come back in a really interesting, possibly more freed up kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Hey, you know who is not on board with anything that happened in Charlottesville? Someone we've mentioned many times in this program, but we've never been able to figure out who it is. And that is the Trump Kushner rabbi.
Yeah, I read that.
So the Washington Post has a story. The head rabbi at Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner's New York City synagogue has denounced President Trump's response to the rally in Charlottesville. And he has, of course, saying both sides. He's saying that's not the right move and that he's wrong to blame, quote, both sides for the violence. So he wrote a letter Wednesday to the congregation. His name is Rabbi Haskell Lookstein. He wrote that the community had been, quote, consumed by the frightening message and fallout from the hate-fueled mayhem that left one woman dead and others injured last weekend. So that's interesting to me that we have, because we've talked about this guy before, because I'm like, who in the hell is this rabbi that keeps saying, like, yes, you're Orthodox, it's fine, but nah, fly on the Sabbath. Like,
yeah.
Who are you?
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Which, to me, says there is something more serious wrong with Trump, because the reason you would get rabbinic dispensation to do something on Shabbat that you would not be able to normally do on Shabbat is because you need to protect someone's health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Interesting.
So anyway, Rabbi Lookstein is the guy. He's on the case, and he's like, nah, I'm going to draw the line on this one. So I think that's going to be really interesting. I mean, I would not want to be Ivanka Trump right now, ever, but especially not right now.
Yeah, and I don't see how there's Jared Kushner, Gary Cohn also, the economic council guy. I mean, I don't understand how a Jewish person could sit, or a black person, I mean, many people, but I mean, right. How a Jewish person could not condemn this and not how they, I mean, I just don't get it. I don't know what's
especially
going
like
on.
The Kushner, the Jared Ivanka, like, it's not like they, it's not like one of those, like, okay, I need to find a new job. I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, you could walk away from that at any point.
Totally. Yeah.
I also think, I mean, that's that a lot of people have been posting things like, you know, call out your racist relatives. I think this is a good example of that, because everybody has got that relative, at least one of them, where you're like, holy shit, I cannot believe we share any DNA whatsoever,
right,
or
yeah,
whatever, or a family bond, if not a biological one. And a lot of times we do kind of let that go. Like, well, I'm not going to scream at, you know, Uncle so-and-so over the fucking Thanksgiving turkey, for Christ's sakes.
Right.
I think that time is over. And I think we need to, at the very least, say, like, hey, I don't want to scream at you over the Thanksgiving turkey, but, like, you say racist things that makes me not want to visit you.
Yeah, right.
I think that's perfectly fine. Like, you know what? I'm actually not going to come home for Thanksgiving this year because I'm not interested in participating in the racism.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I just don't know where do you... it's getting hard.
Well, but it's this thing. It's like, I imagine people like Trump going like, it's fine. Like, my daughter, she converted and she married a Jew. It's fine. It's fine. I'm no anti-Semite. It's fine. It's the same like, no, I got a black friend. It's
that. Did you
that.
See that dude, the Trump's, his attorney? Yeah, I think it was his attorney.
What do you do?
Oh, my God. This was the greatest thing ever. He tweeted something that said, just because I support Donald Trump doesn't mean I'm a racist. And then there were a collage of, I think it was 12.
Oh, of
pictures?
Him with black people?
Of him with black people. I was like, okay, first of all, A, you just called Trump a racist, basically, because
right.
You said, just because
right.
I support him doesn't mean I'm a racist.
Right.
B, the pictures? I was like, are you out of your mind? It was like Colbert's old bit with, like, my black friend.
Right.
It was just surreal. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then, yeah, sorry. I just.
Yeah. It's all bad.
I can't, you know, everybody, and I said, too, that everybody in this guy's orbit is a Saturday Night Live caricature of themselves. You know what I mean? Like, it's just all, like, just the take it, a person and take them to the most ridiculous place you can.
So what is your opinion of the Daily Stormer situation? So the...
Also against it.
Well, but here's what's happened. So domain hosts have said, no, you cannot have this website on my... So GoDaddy kicked them off. Another one kicked them off. Like, they're refusing them service. So they have gone into the deep, dark web. And you can access it only from, like, a Tor browser now.
Oh, really?
So... That's interesting to me because I think that's actually I think that's actually worse.
That it goes dark, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because. Yeah.
Then you can't watch it and we can't monitor it.
Yeah, you can monitor it. You can get away with a lot more shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
And no one will have any idea. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't go to that website. I don't want my IP address on that website. I don't want anything to do with that website. But, you know. I would like to know if a wall of people are coming at me to set me and my people on fire. That's all.
I would just assume they are, because that's pretty much what that website's going to say.
Operate. Yes. Right. Well, I think it's going to get, I think it's going to get like a lot more openly hateful and terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they were kicked off is because what they said about the woman who died in Charlottesville, they called her a slut and like all that. Like, disgusting.
I used that in the beginning of my column today.
Yes, you did.
Because I said, you know, you need to read this because you damn well better understand what's out there.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. I mean, I think it's important to just say like I've said this before. I got trolled very badly for this. So like, let's make no mistake. Sometimes I do punch in the word in Twitter. I go search the word Nazi because I want to know. And I also sometimes search the word Jew because I want to know what's being said. And somebody who I've since blocked, for being completely rude and inappropriate and disgusting to me and calling me spineless and all, like, sit the fuck down, lady. Mm-hmm. Stop. But, you know, it was like she and several others were accusing me of, by virtue of the fact that I had somehow been indoctrinated. So she was trying to say, your crazy leftism is coming from the fact that you keep looking at Nazis and Jew stuff and like people talking smack about Jews. And this is indoctrinating you. And I was like, you are out of your fucking mind if you think to read an opposing view. If you think I am that goddamn stupid that I can't even look at someone's opinion who doesn't agree with me and doesn't bolster what I think, then actually the media literacy problem is much fucking worse than I think it is.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's like saying never go into poor areas or something.
Because you might catch poor.
Right, yeah.
Like the poors might get the poor on you.
They don't exist if you don't go there.
Yes, that is what that is. It's like if you dare to look at an opposing viewpoint, I'm not going because I'm trying to make peace with fucking Nazis. I'm going as a woman who's been attacked by a fucking skinhead before.
Right.
Because I would like to know if someone is planning some bullshit. If they're like, you know what? Let's target women. I'm going to like, you know what? I'm going to walk around with my fucking nine iron is what I'm going to do.
Right.
Like, I just want to know what the fuck is being said. And I think it's important to not live in a bubble. And I think it's important to not be like, it's not that bad. No, it is, actually. I don't believe in just like unproductive outrage. And I'm sick of the fucking hot takes. I'm real sick of very, very wealthy young white people giving hot takes. I'm very tired of that.
Yeah.
A couple in particular have like very, you know, high up there kind of jobs with some visibility. And they're just like, here's the situation. I'm like, don't talk, please.
Yeah.
Like Ivy League backed, like don't, do not. And I'm not here for that at all. And so, anyway, that's a big old rant, but I'm like, I don't like the outrage. I don't like the hot takes. I think outrage is fine as long as it's productive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go goddamn do something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, and your point about the Daily Stormer is a valid one. It's like you...
All my points are valid, Hupke.
Sorry, of course.
As are yours.
How far do you push them underground? Because, you know, that's always the...
Right.
That's always the thing. It's balancing, you know, do you acknowledge them? Do you expose them versus do you just ignore them and hope they go away? It's tough. I mean, that's always a complicated thing. One of my favorite reactions to this whole big old steaming pile of crap is the like if the left had just ignored this.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm like, I was like, oh, really? Come on. I mean, not, you know, torch wielding Nazi. come on. You don't just ignore that. You know, look, some nutter post shit on a comment board. You can ignore that if you want, okay? But you don't ignore a damn organized rally
right.
across a college campus with torches and, you know, chanting Sieg, or no, chanting Heil Trump and a bunch of... Did
and
you see other wearing like
and
khaki
you will
pants
not replace and, us and Jews will not replace
right.
us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, apparently, that's, like, here's the thing. People are like, the media blew this up. It is newsworthy
that
a group of people gathered and did that.
Yeah.
I will go head to head with any fucking person in the goddamn universe. That is fucking newsworthy.
Of course it is. Yeah, no. I mean, again, I you know, you don't amplify, you know, small time chatter, but you
right.
certainly cover, not amplify. You're not amplifying. You are exposing, you know, you
you're
are
covering.
Showing.
This occurred.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right. If it's like one dude standing in the town square with a torch going like, I hate Jews, and doing his little like weird little Nazi shit. That's not newsworthy,
and the,
unless he's armed to the hilt and he's trying to blow people up.
And the lunkheads that are saying this are the same ones who spent, I don't know, probably like 6 years being pissed that there were two Black Panthers outside of a Philadelphia polling station.
Right, that's right. That's right.
You know, it's like two guys.
Literally two
were
guys.
We're standing there. And that was on Fox News approximately 18 million times.
Well, it was interesting to see. I popped over to Fox News a couple times just to see.
Yeah.
I think it was very, I mean, like Trump's reaction was very downplayed.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When people are talking about like media bias, recognize that downplaying is a bias. Like recognize
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Recognize that to purposefully ignore a story, like say that a relative of yours got arrested for some crime and you are a reporter and that's on your beat. And so you don't mention it to your editor. So you don't get your relative is not covered in the paper.
Right.
That's a fireable offense.
Yeah.
You will not work in a newsroom again. That's a
totally.
Big fucking deal. So recognize I'm speaking to our tons of conservative listeners that love Fox News. Like recognize that when, you know, people are talking about like Fox is unbiased and the rest is this liberal bias. Like recognize conservative bias is a thing. Recognize not covering something is a thing. Recognizing downplaying something is a thing. Instead of just saying, oh, the media is talking about this so much. They're really making a big deal, making it sound like everything. Like I would rewind to there was a night shortly after the events in Ferguson. There were Black Lives Matter protests in several cities around the country. And I looked at Fox News that night out of curiosity. And like Shepard Smith, who sometimes is the okay one over there, right?
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah,
he had like the room with screens
oh,
and
yeah,
so like
yeah.
here's what's happening in every city. And it was just major conjecture because at one point he freezes the frame of Times Square and he circles like three people holding identical signs that were pre-printed.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And he says like, "See, this is proof that they were going to protest and riot no matter what." Well, we only whip out the word riot when we're talking about people of color.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of white people, like Charlottesville. If that was Black people, the word riot would have been thrown around.
Oh, God. If that was Black people, I mean, Lord, or, yeah. Can you imagine?
To this day, there was the Laquan McDonald protest that happened on Christmas time 2 years ago that mm-hmm. I was on the air at the time, and I watched people walking down Michigan Avenue. It was very peaceful. Nothing happened. I still hear people all the time saying, like, those riots from Christmas. I was like, I looked at that. It was not a riot.
Yeah, I know.
I've walked alongside covering protests in the Bush administration and saw, like, white kids beating the crap out of each other. Like, recognize that that's more violent than the Laquan McDonald protest. It was not very many people, but just out there, like, some people were, like, holding religious symbols and rosary beads. And it was fine. It was just people saying, like, this is fucked up. Which it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The way we talk about protest is important to make sure. Like, if you hear your news source going like, they said riot. Is that actually a riot? Or is it just a motherfucking protest?
Yeah.
That's A. B, that night, talking about Ferguson stuff, like, that's conjecture to say it's proof that these people, that they were carrying signs and they were going to... No, anyone that's ever been to any kind of demonstration knows that groups are there passing out signs.
Yeah, sure.
That happens all the fucking time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
one of the main reasons to go to protest.
Hucky, I need like a Xanax or something.
Yeah.
I've never taken that, but maybe it's time to start.
Yeah, why not? It's as good a time as any.
To develop a drug habit.
Yeah. Or maybe if, you know, I wonder if Illinois legalizes marijuana, can we do this and get high at the same time? That would probably really change. Could really change the tenor of the podcast.
Goof and Hupke get stoned.
Yeah, Goof and Hupke.
And high, talk about
parentheses high on politics. Hey guys, that Trump man.
I will never be like, hey, that Trump man.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody should be. It is. It's hard. This is hard. This has been the worst week. There have been, which is hard to say because most weeks have been awful, but it was that press conference. It was watching that press conference and
he was unhinged.
He was on. Yeah. And again, I just listen.
Oh, and like his people off to the side, they were all like, oh yeah. They're like, shit.
Ixnay. Oh, Ixnay on the heritage. Hey, it's mistaken as like, you know, you don't like him because he's a Republican. No, man.
No.
Look,
I don't like him because he's a racist, anti-Semite, sexual assaulter.
Crazy person. And, you know.
I can deal with crazy.
No, I can't deal with crazy in that role. No.
Not in that role.
Right.
But, I won't not like someone because they're crazy.
Sure, no. I like plenty of crazy people. But, no, I mean, but not as president. That's a problem. And so how anybody can look at that dude or look at that press conference and honestly say,
he didn't even get dude.
We
He's
have
not cool enough to be a dude.
You know what I mean. We have the okay. Well, I'm trying to think of another word for now. You got me because I'm trying to think of a different word for doink. How's that?
Too nice.
Oh, damn it. Anyway, so
I mean, I just gave you a good one. That was racist, anti-Semite, sexual assaulter. Feel free to use that.
So long. Is there an acronym for that? Racist, anti-Semite? Okay, anyway.
R-A-S-S-A. Rasa.
Rasa. Sounds too much like Rasta. Then people are going to get mad.
Yeah, I don't want to offend anybody.
Okay, anyway. Dickhead is
that fucking gay.
Is anybody that looks at that and is like, yeah, this is a good person to have running the show. You're crazy. And again, screw
and
policy,
you can
man.
Say, yeah, you can be like, hey, I appreciate his candor that he says it like it is. But man, that racist shit is terrible. Say that.
Sure. That would work.
We'll write this fucking script for you.
Yeah,
say that.
Yeah, right. I mean, honestly, I don't get how anybody can support him. But if you are going to support him and you don't condemn what he has done here.
Think critically. It doesn't have to be black and white.
There is a real damn problem. And I don't give a crap about any of the policy. Okay. At this juncture. Having this person in is harming this country a lot, and it is making people's lives miserable. And if you don't care about that, then I don't know if you understand what it means to be an American. You know, I don't know if you understand what it means to be part of a country and a society, and that's troubling.
No, we're in a moment of like power grabs and group dominance more than. You know, that's what I think it's never gone away. It's just like suddenly the power struggle is a lot more pronounced.
Well, and it's clinging, too. I mean, they're clinging to it's white people clinging to the last, you know, vestiges of like, you know, whatever sense of power and entitlement they have. And it's you know what? People are they aren't scared of a crazy person being in charge of the country. They are scared of reality. You know, they are scared of the fact that the world has changed.
That a black man could be elected president.
Right.
That a woman could run for office.
You know, and that's shameful, man. If you can't get past that and put the interests of your fellow country peoples and the country itself first, then you got to really re-examine your thinking.
Yeah, and I mean, we keep kind of, we've said this before, that whenever someone says politically correct crap, like switch it out for treating people with respect,
sure.
But it's beyond that.
Yeah.
Like, it's even more sinister. It's not just that you don't want to treat people with respect. You actually, you're clinging to, as you said, the vestiges of your privilege.
Right, yeah.
However horribly won.
Yeah, right. It's not hard. You know, it's not hard to be a good person. It's not hard to.
I think it's very hard for some people. Also, there's a story I just saw on my way in about how people who identify as you know, part of neo-Nazi groups and white nationalists and whatevs, they've been taking those like DNA test kits.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's fucking them up because they're like, no, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't all that.
Yeah. And then they're like, and then they start like saying, well, this test kit.
This is inaccurate.
Yeah.
This is the Jews are messing with it.
So, honestly, some of the dumbest people on earth. Like, really, truly. the white supremacists, like, they're all, it's just confounding how these people manage to remember to breathe, much less form any kind of
put
sentences.
On pants.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, the logical inconsistencies in their reasoning are just one on top of the other. And it's all just nuts. I mean, it's so. And honestly. It's like a bunch of people, and this was the only club that would have them. You know, it's like kind of like
chess club is full, the drama club is full. What's this Nazi thing about?
The Nazis are always welcome, and
those guys are dapper. Yeah, well, that's where we're at. So I don't know. I'll try not to get like hate crimed or whatevs in the next week, and maybe we'll do a show next week.
Please don't hate crime my podcast partner. It's my new t-shirt.
Also, she knows how to fight.
Yeah.
I'll fight you. Know that if I do get hate crimed and destroyed, that I did not go down without a good fight.
There will be blood.
I will like have ripped off a limb or something as I fall. Well, anyway, so it doesn't look like we're going to get blown up by North Korea.
Yeah, that totally went away.
That went away.
It's like, okay.
Although Bannon threw some fire on that. I did see... In summation, I saw a graphic on Instagram this morning that said something like, "Dear God, if you would like us to overthrow Trump, give us a sign in the next week. Say like blocking out the sun or something. Thanks."
That's awesome.
That's cute. Why wait for the sign? Let's just, Anyway, time for action. We got to do something. I've been saying that from the start. What can be done? Figured out.
Yeah. And to the people who are surprised that it got to this point, I was like, my favorite Notorious B.I.G. line of all time is, what did you think all the guns was for?
Yeah.
It's like, what did you think? You know, what were you expecting was going
to
happen
here?
Way to
pull that one into the podcast.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
But I mean, we've been wrestling with a lot of shit around elitism and thinly veiled white privilege and class struggle for a very fucking long time. And none of this shit surprises me.
Yeah. What do you think you were going to get when you hired this dude? Come on.
Yeah. Word. Anyway, this has been another very uplifting Goof and Hupke on Politics. Be cool. Don't be a fucking asshole, please. Check the privilege and be cool and don't say, I can't even, when you kind of have to. That's what I got to say about that. So we'll see you next time. And, if you see a Nazi and you happen to punch him, we won't be mad at you.
No problem. Court of public opinion has your back.
Right. Word. All right, then. See you next time.